A very good morning, Rabbi Yaakov, teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Psachim Chaf Zayin, Psachim 27b, pagination page 54, about halfway on the page at the end of a line, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein biur chametz ela sreifa. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that the way to get rid of chametz is only through burning. There is a question that we should keep in mind, whether this machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim saying that you could destroy the chametz in other ways, is only if you found it after the time of prohibition. So there's a specific way to get rid of it. But before that, we need to ask if there is a specific way that it needs to be disposed of, or whatever you do is fine. The question, of course, is going to be, when we destroy our chametz before the time of prohibition, is it specifically through burning, which is the prevalent custom, or is that really not necessary and you could dispose of it however you want? So that's something to keep in mind. Let's proceed, though, to understand the machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, regarding tashbisu, regarding getting rid of chametz before Pesach, and then afterwards there could be a discussion of when to apply this machlokes. Tanya, we learned. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein biur chametz ela sreifa. Destruction of chametz has to be through burning. V'hadin nosein, and it's logical. Here's the comparison. Uma nosar, just like leftover meat in the Beis HaMikdash, it expired, whatever the amount of time that you're allowed to eat it, and then it ran out of time. She'ena b'vayira v'yimotzei. There's no prohibition to see it, to encounter it, to own it. Ta'un sreifa, but even though it's not that severe, it still needs to be burnt. Chametz. She'yeshna b'vayira v'yimotzei. Chametz is much more strict. There is a prohibition to own it, to see it, to encounter it when you're owning it. Lo kol shekein, certainly if you own it, it has to be burnt. Sheton sreifa, needs to be burnt. That is the comparison of Rabbi Yehuda, indicating that you must burn the chametz, specifically disposal through fire. Amrulo, the Chachamim said to him, Kol din sha'ata don. Whenever you have a comparison, techilaso lahachmir v'sofo lahakel, in the beginning, as you present it, you're being more strict, which was your intent, that chametz should be more strict. It certainly has to be burnt. But sofo lahakel, the end of the comparison, if you take it to its logical conclusion, you'll end up being more lenient. Eino din, it's not a good comparison. How would you come to be more lenient as a result of this logic? It sounds great. Chametz has to be burnt. It's pretty strict. Not allowed to even own it. Much more strict than nosar, than the leftover meat. But the Gemara continues and explains, Lamatza etzim lesarfo. Let's say you can't find wood in order to burn the meat. I'm sorry. If you can't find wood to burn the chametz, Yehi Yoshev ubatel. Are you going to just sit around waiting to be strict? You came to this conclusion that just as Nosar has to be burnt, so Chametz has to be burnt. So what happens if you don't have wood? Chametz is so strict, I'm not allowed to dispose of it until I find the wood. HaTorah Omra Tashbisu So'or Mipoteichem. The Torah said, get rid of the Chametz from your homes. B'chol Dover Shata Yachal Hashbisu, however you're going to dispose of it. It's almost like we could say that to be strict with chametz would be dispose of it however you can. This is the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. And the question is, how do we actually paskin? Do we require that chametz be burnt? Now, the Mechaber, Shulchan Aruch, presents it in Simen Taf Mem Hei, that you could dispose of it however you want, and that's the shita of the Chachamim, so that if a person would crush the chametz and dump it into the water, or as people today discuss such a thing, crushing it and dumping it, flushing it down the toilet, that's considered tashbisu. You've disposed of it in a way that no one will come to benefit from it. It will disintegrate. It won't have any value to anybody. And it's considered tashbisu, proper disposal. However, the shita of Rabbi Yehuda remains in the back of our minds as something that we really need to consider. And that is the source where, when given the option, we will opt preferably to burn the chametz. If you take a look at Tosfos, counting up from the bottom, it's the third Dibur HaMaschil, the word Ein Bir Chametz Al Asreifa. Tosfos says, Nira Da Halacha Ki Rabbi Yehuda. Da Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. The Sosam Lotana Kavosei, there's a Stam Mishnah like that, and we should paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. If you move on to tomorrow's daf, Chaf Ches Amud Aleph at the very top, you'll see a fascinating dynamic that takes place in this dialogue of Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Chazer Rabbi Yehuda v'danu din acher. Rabbi Yehuda made another logic presentation. No sar, leftover meat, Yeshna beval tosiru, not allowed to leave it over. For chametz beval tosiru, and chametz also you're not allowed to leave it over. Manosa besreifa, chametz besreifa. So just like nosar, if it is left over, should be burnt, chametz should also be burnt. Omrulo, and they answered him, Asham talui v'chata sa'ov haba'al safek l'dvarecha yochichu shehin beval tosiru, anu omrim besreifa, ve'ata omer bekvura. Without getting into the exact proof that the Chachamim brought, but they brought a case, Asham Taloi, a certain type of sin offering, in which Rabbi Yehuda held it's supposed to be burnt, and the Chachamim said that it's supposed to be, that Rabbi Yehuda said it's supposed to be buried, and the Chachamim said it's supposed to be burnt. In other words, the Chachamim are proving, according to us who hold that this other application is also burnt, everything would be fine to promote your burning requirement. But you yourself, Rabbi Yehuda, hold that it's supposed to be buried. And because you hold those cases are supposed to be buried, let's turn around and ask, why can't Chametz be disposed of in a different way? Shasek Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda was silent. In other words, because he argued in that other case that it can be buried, he was stuck in terms of his comparisons. When do you require any disposal, and when do you actually require burning? Had Rabbi Yehuda in that case required burning as the Chachamim do, then it would have been considered consistent. Omer Rav Yosef said, that's the expression. Hainu de Amri Inchi, that's what people say. Kofa de Chota Nagra, the dish that the carpenter hollowed out, Bigavonis Rav Chardala, could be that his own tongue will be burnt from the mustard that he places in that dish. And Rabbi Yehuda, since he holds the Shita in that other case of burying, therefore his Shita by Chametz to burn it exclusively was brought into question. Abaya said a different expression. Sadna, the shackle maker. Besadna Yosef, if he's sitting in shackles, meaning he was arrested, midvil yidei mishtalim, he's being paid up with his own handiwork. Rava Amar, Rava said, similar expression, Gira bigiri mikdil, when an arrow maker is killed by his own arrow, midvil yedei mishtalim, he's being paid from his own handiwork. And that's the logic they were astounded. It's a remarkable thing that Rabbi Yehuda was disproven from his own opinion, because he held in this other case, bury it. That's why they argued with him and said, so why are you requiring by chametz that it should be burnt? Let's jump back to the Tosfos that we were looking at before. In the beginning of the wide lines, the second wide line, middle of that line, mem mem, mikol makom, nevertheless, lididon, remember, Tosfos wants to hold, like Rabbi Yehuda, that you must burn the chametz. Sevirulan kirabonan, keep in mind that by that other case that Rabbi Yehuda said bury it exclusively, we hold like the rabbonan that you're supposed to burn in that case. There ends up, when you take a step back from the Gemara and ask, how should we paskin? The kasha that was asked on Rabbi Yehuda, that in those cases he allows burying, that doesn't help us, because in those cases we require burning. And this is the approach which Tosfos takes, that he wants us to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that it should be exclusively by burning. Again, the Shulchan Aruch says that we paskin like the Rabbanon, and you could dispose of it in any way, if it came to it. But the Mishneh Berurah points out that before chametz, or whenever possible, we would opt for the method of disposal of burning, because we want to be machmir, we want to be choshesh, like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Yashar koach, have a great day.